What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled My Take on the Whole Fresh and Fit Debacle with Fresh Getting Some Asian Girl Pregnant. It's out here in Florida. It's at night, you know, last few days of Ramadan. It's nice and cool, believe it or not. Got a good breeze. Very quiet out here. I'm not gonna open the lights in the car because I don't want the battery to go bad. So a lot of you guys been asking me, Amr, what do you think of what's happening with Fresh and Fit? And you guys know that I met Myron Gaines in person a couple of years ago in Las Vegas. It was a conference set up by Donovan Sharp, and he was kind enough to invite me over. Myron Gaines, guys, is Arab. He's more Arab than I am. He speaks Arabic better than I do. And if you guys think that Myron as... Well, first of all, Myron Gaines is not his real name, okay? Myron Gaines. Think about it. My Iron Gaines. You know, My Iron Gaines, okay? Think about it. It's not a real name, dudes, okay? So... If you guys think Myron Gaines went from being a federal officer working with the State Department Homeland Security, and now all of a sudden he's like anti-government pro-Tate, I have a bridge in San Francisco to sell to you guys. This whole Fresh and Fit thing, like a lot of these black people on the internet, it's all scams. It really is, dudes, you know. As you guys know, yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha Dog. He threatened to sue me because I was exposing his methods. And now, yo, homie, yo, made a video saying, oh, man, all these women out there, they're all bad, dudes. It's like my nigger. The MGTOW community has known that for a dozen years right about now. Mm-hmm. And his first videos were like, oh, those MGTOWs, they're a bunch of quitters and losers. You know, no woman wants them. A real man will go after women, you know, manipulate women. And now, 6 years later, he finally realizes what we MGTOWs have been saying for over 10 years. But after he made his millions of dollars, bought his G-Wagon, you know. So a lot of what's happening out there, guys, especially in the black and Muslim sphere, it's fucking scams. You guys are getting scammed to your face, and you're taking it hook, line, and sinker. You know, all I'm going to say about Fresh getting this Asian girl pregnant is, what the fuck would a hot Asian girl who comes from a multi-million dollar family who was Miss Asia, why the fuck would she let Fresh nut all up inside of her? That's really the only thing in this whole scenario that's making me think, this ain't right, you know? But other than that, guys, this whole manosphere thing, it's all a scam, dude. This whole manosphere, Muslim sphere, it's a fucking obvious scam. The Prophet Muhammad said, the Antichrist will have the word Dajjal written on his forehead so obvious that even a blind man can see it, okay? If you guys can't see that Fresh and Fit, yo, homie, yo, ugh, Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, all these so-called Muslim alpha gurus out there, if you guys can't see that they're all a scam, you gotta start questioning, why are you even alive, dudes? Like, really, I mean, you guys genuinely think that Andrew Tate is the greatest Muslim right next to Prophet Muhammad? It's like, Andrew Tate's entire life is haram. This is a guy who drinks. This is a guy who owns casinos. This is a guy who scammed men out of millions of dollars by, you know, selling pussy online and acting like a girl talking to them on the keyboard while the girl, like, jiggles her titties online. and yet he's the greatest Muslim alive today. It's like, what's wrong with you people? Really, what's wrong with you? You know, you Muslim sailors out there. And then the black people, I mean, you guys really believe that yo, homie, yo slept with 500 women? Come on, man. You know, a lot of you guys out there, you just want to be scammed. You want to be scammed because deep down, you're inferior. You know you're inferior. And when you get scammed, you're being sadistic. It's like, yeah, I got scammed. Now I feel good about myself. It's like, look, I get it, you know. Sometimes, you know, I deserve the best, okay? Let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something. When I go to the grocery store and I buy a can of beans. Let's say I'm going to buy a can of beans, right? In the past, I used to buy a can of beans that had a dent in it. Even though I knew that dent had nothing to do with the beans inside of the can, my thought was, you know what, nobody else is going to take this, you know, dented can, so I'm the one who's going to take it, okay? Today, guys, I don't do that anymore, okay? When I go to the store, I'm not going to take that milk that's going to expire tomorrow, even though I know it's going to be good for a couple of more days, okay? I'm not going to be that guy who's going to take that can that has a dent in it, okay? Why? Because I earn the best, okay? All the work, everything I've done with my life, dudes, I have earned the best. I'm not going to settle for junk woman, junk food. I'm not going to settle for anything that's junk, okay? I know some of you guys out there are saying, Amr, your car is fucking junk. Hey, at least it works, okay? Point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there, when you have something called ghira, ghira in Arabic is a combination of multiple words. It means dignity, integrity, honor, okay? When you have ghira, you can't be taken advantage of by all these scammers. I mean, how many passport fools got murdered, drugged, and robbed in Latin America because Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother was like, oh, man, you just get your passport, bro. Medellin is Disneyland. All these women are for sale. You can just walk around, do whatever the fuck you want. They're gonna love you because you're a black king. And then they get murdered, drugged, and robbed. It's because at the end of the day, you don't have ghira. You have no self-respect. You have no integrity. You have no honor. This is why you guys in the black community and in the Muslim community get taken advantage of, okay? You got these Muslim alpha dudes who are like, yo, man, buy my course, show up to my boot camp, we're gonna ride horses, we're gonna wear a rag on our head, and we're gonna swing swords in the... we're gonna swing swords over our head, go la 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 la, and we're gonna call ourselves Muslim alpha. I mean, that's a mockery of Islam right there. If you guys can't see, that's a fucking mockery of Islam. I don't know what it is. Look, dudes, I'm 6'3", 225 pounds. I don't wear a rag head on my head, okay? You know, I don't hop on horses going la 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 la. I have zero physical, physical inclinations. Heck, I can't even walk on my feet damn right, okay? Yet, I do more with my brain than these Muslim alphas hopping on a horse, going la 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 la, you know, with a freaking sword, you know? You black people out there, it's really the same thing. You just keep on getting scammed by these black people over and over and over, and you all don't learn, you know? You got Myron saying, oh man, we're gonna sue this Chinese girl. We're gonna take everything she has. It's like, my nigger, she's a Chinese national. Her parents are connected to the CCP. If this bitch hops on a plane and goes back to China, do you think the US government is gonna call Winnie the Pooh? For those of you who don't know, Winnie the Pooh is the president of China because he looks like Winnie the Pooh. Believe it or not, guys, Winnie the Pooh is illegal in China. If you guys go to China, with a Winnie the Pooh character, you know, you will be arrested in China. Just type in Chinese President Winnie the Pooh. You'll see how they look alike. So going back to Myron claiming that they're going to sue this Chinese girl, you know, for defamation and shit like that. My nigger, if this bitch hops on a plane, goes back to China, what are you guys going to do? Call the Chinese president and be like, you mean, can you send this girl back and like give us a couple of million dollars from her mommy so she can pay us our legal fees? You're gonna get laughed out. You're gonna get laughed at by the freaking Chinese, you know? So this whole manosphere thing, guys, it's a whole fucking grift, you know? At the end of the day, Fresh and Fit are multimillionaires. At the end of the day, Yo-Yo-Yo, homie Yo is a multimillionaire. At the end of the day, Andrew Tate is a multi-billionaire because of all you Muslim retards out there buying his course, thinking you're going to be the next, I don't know, Andrew Tate. It's like, have you guys realized that these people are all selling you copium? I mean, think about it. You got this Indian scumbag, Hamza. He's making $200,000 a month. How's he making $200,000 a month? He's selling people courses on how they can make money and get laid. It's like, is this guy doing anything in his courses? No, he's not. You know, he tells you, oh, yeah, bro, I like wake up at 5 in the morning. You know, by 5:30, I'm on the treadmill. 7 o'clock, I eat my raw eggs, bro. No, they don't do any of that stuff. Let me tell you something, dudes. If the Jews like you, you don't have to do anything other than look good and show up, you know? I told you guys, when I was in California being an actor 20 years ago, I knew real Chads. I knew real Tyrones, you know? And these guys were telling me, man, these guys were living their best life in Santa Monica. Penthouse, you know, swimming all day, fucking baddies all night. And they're telling me, hey, I have an agent who gets me jobs. I have managers who, like, make sure I look good and I eat right. All I have to do is show up to set and I make my money for 4 or 5 hours. Boom, shaka, laka, 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 laka. I'm good, dudes. So I'm telling you guys, if the Jews decide to bless you, you don't have to do anything other than look good and show up. That's all you really have to do, you know? And, as you guys know, my first Alpha Male Lifestyle channel, it was taken off because, from what I understand, some big Middle Eastern dude found my channel and he told his people, go sub to this guy. So my channel, man, I was getting 200 subs a day. I was watching my ad revenue go from like zero to like $200-$300 a week. And then just a couple of weeks later, boom, Susan deleted my channel. And that was the end of that. And, you know, my Alpha Male Lifestyle channel right now, guys, it's not going nowhere. It's been there for fucking 5 years. It ain't going nowhere. That's because the Jews decide to curse you, you know. Once the Jews decide to curse you, you're not... See, there's an old saying in Hollywood, you'll never work in this town again. And they're not lying to you. When the Jews tell you you'll never work in this town again, you're not going to be successful with them, okay? Whether that's Hollywood, YouTube, whatever, right? This is why I created MGTOW.TV, so we can be independent of the Jews, okay, guys? So you guys out there need to understand that all Fresh and Fit, all Hamza has to do, all Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha, all fucking Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, all these people gotta do is just show up, go through the motions, and the Jews will take care of everything else for them. And yet, you guys are thinking to yourself, oh man, these guys are like real hard workers, you know, they're high IQ. No, no, they're just decent actors. That's really what they are. They're just decent actors. The Jews take care of everything else for them. They just need a face for their facade. They just need a face for the corruption that they cause. That's really it, dudes. You know, again, as you guys know, I was approached by the CIA in 2006 to work for them. You know, I was working with CIA. I was working with Mossad back before ISIS was a thing. and I was not working in any official capacity with them. I was just a youthful idiot more than anything else. But the point here, guys, that I was trying to tell you is that if the CIA is willing to recruit somebody like me right off a Hollywood set, why not Myron Gaines? Why not yo homie yo? Why not Hamza? Why not all these scumbags who made it big on YouTube, you know? So you guys out there gotta understand, a lot of what you see in the manosphere and Muslim fear, a lot of it is CIA. A lot of it is manipulated propaganda. I mean, for God's sakes, yo homie, your tagline was manipulate, you know? Guys, the CIA is telling you in no uncertain terms that they're manipulating you, and you guys just keep falling for it. It's like amazing, you know, like Myron Gaines, you know, special shout out to Duke the Don for doing a video about this. Myron Gaines comes out and he calls his audience losers and retards and morons and told you to go fuck yourself. And guess what? You guys now respect and love Myron Gaines even more. It's like the more abuse you take, the more you love the people who are abusing you. That's because you guys are sadistic. That's the problem. And again, you are sadistic because at the end of the day, you are inferior. At the end of the day, you know you're an unimportant loser, nobody. You have no dignity, you have no integrity, you have no honor. This is why you blacks and you Muslim cells out there, you get taken advantage of so easily, okay? I know you guys on MGTOW TV watching this, you're the total and complete opposite of these loser normies. Unfortunately, this video is not going to be seen by much people on YouTube, because again, I'm persona non grata on YouTube. I don't even get any view. I barely get any views on YouTube. And if I do get views, it's pretty much the same people who follow me on MGTOW TV. So it's like, you know, I'm just in an echo chamber at this point. But, you know, hopefully some of you guys can share, you know, when you guys share my videos, that's when it really counts. Because when you share my videos, when you share MGTOW TV, you know, YouTube, Google, they can't stop that, okay? You know, I told you guys, I can't advertise MGTOW on the Google network, okay? I can't advertise it, right? In fact, if you go on Google and you type in MGTOW, even though MGTOW TV is the biggest MGTOW community on the face of the planet, MGTOW TV doesn't show up on a Google search, okay? You have to explicitly type in MGTOW TV for us to show up. And the reason behind that is that if you typed in MGTOW TV and I did, and MGTOW TV didn't show up, then you guys will know 100% true that I am right, that YouTube, and you know, that's the Jews, you know, the Jews run everything, you know. So you guys will know for a fact that the Jews are anti-MGTOW if MGTOW TV doesn't show up when you type in MGTOW TV in the search results. But if you just type in MGTOW in Google, MGTOW TV doesn't show up, okay? So when you guys share my videos with friends and family, and they click that link, they're gonna come to my page, you know. And if they can't come to my page, then that's when you know that YouTube is like unpersoning me, okay? But the point that I really want to get across to a lot of you guys out there, I think that's a homeless guy. By the way, guys, I'm seeing more and more homeless people show up here. Here in small town USA, guys, believe it or not, we never had like homeless people. But here, I'm seeing a lot of homeless people show up here, dudes. I'm really seeing a lot of homeless people show up. You know, a lot of people are losing it. A lot of people are losing their homes. A lot of people are moving in from other cities and states. A lot of people are giving up on life. But whatever the case is, you know, I'm seeing a lot of homeless people show up, you know. This just goes to show you that America is going in a very, very bad direction, and quite frankly, it's irreversible, you know. I think this whole Fresh and Fit debacle thing is just a distraction. That's really what I think it is. I mean, again, think about it, dudes. She's a fucking Chinese nationalist. You know, her family is probably connected with the CCP, you know. There's nothing you guys can do to her, you know. If she hops on a plane, goes back to China, there's absolutely nothing Fresh and Fit can do to this Chinese woman, you know. So I think all this is a fucking debacle. Again, guys, think about it, you know. Yo, 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 homie, yo. When he started out 6 years ago, oh, yeah, man, those MGTOWs, they're losers, they're failures. A real man will get with a woman. And 6 years later, after making millions of dollars and getting a G-Wagon, he's like, oh, yeah, man, these women are horrible, dudes. Yeah, thanks, nigger. We knew that a long time ago. You know, and then you got fucking Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother out there who told American Dusties, oh, yeah, bro, you just hop on a plane, dog. Midi Ian is Disneyland. All women are for sale in Latin America. And after these guys get finessed, robbed, drugged, murdered, he's like, yeah, bro, the problem is y'all didn't buy my dating guide. I'll tell you how to pick up women, how to game them, how to stay safe. It's like my nigger. How the fuck are you gonna game these foreign women when you don't even speak the motherfucking language, dude? So, it's all scams. That's what it is, you know. Muslims and blacks are the biggest scammers out there. Yet, surprisingly, the best people are black Muslims. So, go figure, right? But at the end of the day that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there, at the end of the day that I'm honestly trying to get across to you guys out there is that blacks and Muslims are the biggest scammers out there, okay? And again, it has to do with the fact that they're inferior. Like TFM said, black people wanna be white. Muslims wanna be white. I keep it 100% with you guys. I tell every person watching this video, every colored person watching this video, your job, your only job on the face of this planet, I'm just making sure homeless people don't show up, you know, there, I saw the person, they're not, you know, most homeless people here are white, you know, they're not violent or anything like that, you know. If this town started having black people coming in, I'd probably leave this town. Which reminds me, dude, when I go to, like, Eastern Europe, I specifically go to cities that don't have black people, you know? So, this just goes to show you, man. At the end of the day, we have an old saying in the Middle East, dudes. Like, the window that lets in the cold air, close it, okay? So, I avoid black people, I avoid Indian people, I avoid Muslims. Not all of them, let's get that out in the open. But if you're the typical black person, you're the typical Muslim, I avoid you like the plague. I like to know people that I know who their character is. I don't like to know just random people, you know. I don't care if you're Muslim, I don't care if you're black. I just gotta know your character, you know. Because here's the thing, man. Stereotypes are real, okay? Stereotypes really are real, okay? Here in this town, dude, it's mainly a white people town where I'm at. So I never feel unsafe. I mean, it's like 3 o'clock at night and I'm doing this video in a fucking parking lot. I don't feel unsafe, but if I see black people showing up, man, all of a sudden, you know, we do have black people here, and the black people here, they're good black people, you know, but once I see, you know, burn, loot, and murder type black people show up, I'm out, dudes. You know, this is why when I go to Ukraine and all these Eastern European countries, I try to go to a city where I'm the only dark-skinned person there. But going back to the main point of this video is that a lot of stuff you see in the Muslim sphere, black manosphere, manosphere in general, a lot of it is nothing more than scams. That's what it is. You know, you're being scammed, you're being taken advantage of. And a lot of you guys, again, not you MGTOW guys either, you're higher IQ than the average tard out there, but a lot of normal people in general, dudes, yeah, this is part, you know, this is part of God's divine destruction coming for America. This is really good. You know, a lot of people here in America, they're uneasy. And honestly, that's God's way of telling you, hey, man, get the fuck out. Look, America is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah, they were practicing homosexuality. America's doing the same thing. But America took it a step further and they made it legal for a man to marry a man, you know. And then they topped it off with, you know, tranny faggot bullshit and pedophilia. So at this point, you know, America is just saying, come on, God, come on, man, let's go toe-to-toe, God. And God is going to be like, okay, dudes, okay, you all want to fight? In fact, God in the Quran says, you know, those who live like Pharaoh will die like Pharaoh, will go down like Pharaoh. So all these black people out there, all these Muslim cells out there, all these grifters out there, all these Zionists out there, you know, all these fucking Satan worshippers out there, you're gonna go, this is between you and God. This is why I'm telling everybody watching this video, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, okay? That's your job, dudes, okay? And you colored people out there, your sole purpose in life as a colored person is to come in Stacy's pussy. Whatever it takes, short of rape, that's what you gotta do to come in Stacy's pussy and get a kid from her, okay? I am sick and tired of seeing brown people, colored people, get with low IQ, fugly woman, only to have children who are worse off than they are. Because think about your motherfucking children, dude, you know. Look, at the end of the day, guys, at the end of the day, for me, Amr Mitwali, at the end of the day, guys, hey, I got a full head of hair. I'm 6'3". I'm 225 pounds, okay? Back in my Hollywood days, like 20 years ago, I was 215 pounds, okay? So, at the end of the day, dudes, you need to understand that when it comes to me, I'm doing good in the looks department. I know some of you guys out there are like, yeah, no, not really. Compared to your typical Arab, compared to the typical black dusty, yeah, I'm doing good. So, looks are very, very important, okay, guys? I can't, look, I'd rather have looks than wealth, okay? Jeremy Meeks has his own motherfucking pill after him, okay? Jeremy Meeks is a murderer, rapist, drug dealer, just a despicable human being, but he's hot. And because of that, he's now like multi-billionaire level, simply because he's hot. Opposite of that, and I told you about this video when I was in Riga, which rhymes with nigga. Opposite of that, the homeless person is walking up there. But, yeah, they're probably one of those crazy homeless... No, I don't want to say crazy. They're probably one of those homeless people living in their own world. So, you know, I don't think they're they pose a threat to me. Plus, they're not that big and they're white. So, again, white people are no threat to me, you know. But, unlike black people who are a threat to everybody, especially their own kind. But let's get back to the point of this video. So I was telling you guys, when I was in Riga, I was at a nightclub. You know, you got this Latvian girl who wasn't much to look at, you know. And this fucking Arab cell. He could have been a multimillionaire, personal airplane, shit like that, you know. He tries to bust a move on her. And she gives him this nastiest look I have ever seen, okay? You know, that even though she didn't say a word to him, like, here's the thing. So this Latvian girl, she and her friend, they were like dancing on a pole or around the pole because they were just too fat to get on the pole. And this Arab cell, you know, he comes out, approaches this white girl, like puts his hand on her back, and she just gives him this nasty ass look, and you can just see the Arab cell, like, you can just see his soul leaving his body. That's how crushed he was. And then literally not even a minute comes in, like, fucking Chad light shows up, like the Fonz, hey! And within 2 minutes he's making out with this same girl who just 45 seconds ago fucking brutally nuked this Arab cell. So this just goes to show you dudes, looks are the single most important thing you can have, because if you have the looks you can get the money, okay? But if you have the money you can't get the looks, unless of course, you know, look, here's the thing about me, okay? I got the height, right? Now I know face is not exactly the best, and that's because I've had Bell's palsy, apparently, that kind of fucked up my face a little bit. But you know what? Thanks to cosmetic surgery and shit like that, I can counteract the Bell's palsy. You know, fillers, buttocks, you know. Sunscreen has done an amazing job for me, guys. Like, my fillers have actually ran out. You know, I got fillers here, they ran out, but the sunscreen has done such an amazing job in kind of making my skin healthy. I mean, here you can see, when I go like this, see? You can see it more here than you can here. But that's due to, like, the lightning. I mean, see, if I go like this, they go away. That's the point of filler. So, you know, the reason why this area looked so bad in the past is because my skin was so damaged that the shadows, and again, I'm not a fucking doctor, okay, guys? But my doctors in Cancun, Mexico, they're like, hey, Amr, listen, you really don't need laser resurfacing. You just really need to take good care of your skin. And boy, were they right, you know? Because, like, wow, they don't even want to take my money. Damn it, you know? But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys here is that looks are the single most important thing. Let's keep it 100. If you follow Fresh and Fit, if you follow Hamza, if you follow Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, you Alpha, if you follow Steve Urkel's retarded brother, if you follow Andrew Tate, if you follow these so-called Muslim alphas, then chances are you're a fugly looking dude. That's just how it is. Because here's the thing, you know, hot dudes, dudes who get all the pussy, they know that, look, I mean, look at all these fucking internet gurus. They're all average at best. I mean, look at fucking Fresh, you know. I mean, just look at Fresh himself. I'm not gonna say anything, okay? You know? So, at the end of the day, you guys out there need to understand, like, all the hot dudes are getting all the pussy, like, the top 10% of dudes that you all want to be like, they're all laughing at you. They're like, oh my god, these people are listening to Andrew Tate, they're paying Hamza, they're worshipping Fresh and Fit. You guys are losers, you know? And, if you really think about it, dudes, again, I mean, you genuinely are an unimportant loser, nobody, if you follow these so-called internet gurus. And even if you did have money, you're just an ugly-looking dude. You guys need to understand, man. I know white women that live in a van with homeless Chad, with homeless Tyrone. They won't sleep with you in a fucking mansion if you're a fugly looking dude. But yeah, they will lay with Tyrone and Chad in a van down by the river. What does that tell you, dudes? Looks, 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 okay? Even if you have money, look, if you got money and you're a fugly looking dude, Fresh and Fit ain't gonna help you. Andrew Tate ain't gonna help you. Hamza ain't gonna help you. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha, ain't gonna help you. And Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother definitely isn't going to help you, you know? And you guys need to understand, man, when I was in Colombia, Colombia was filled with dusty black men who were well into their 50s, fat, ugly, bald, and they were walking around as if they were like 21-year-old dudes dragging this poor, literally poor, Colombian woman who were not happy to be with them. You guys have to understand, man, even though sex work in Colombia is legal, at the end of the day, sex workers, believe it or not, they're human beings, dude. You just can't literally buy a fucking woman off of the street and drag her around. I know that Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother told you all women in Latin America are for sale. I know he told you fucking Medellin's Disneyland, you can walk around and do whatever the fuck you want. But at the end of the day, guys, that's not how the real world works, you know. And quite frankly, this is why the vast majority of the world hate black people, you know. Yeah, the title of this video was my take on the whole fresh and fit thing. I know a lot of you guys out there, you were asking me, Amar, what's your take on fresh and fit, stuff like that. At the end of the day, guys, believe it or not, I respect Myron Gaines. And again, Myron Gaines is not his real name. A lot of you guys out there, you know what his real name is. It's not Myron Gaines. But I respect Myron Gaines, okay? At the end of the day, Myron Gaines is a fed. He's an actor. He's doing his job really well. At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, I'm a fucking actor at the end of the day, okay? So at the end of the day, I respect actors who do their job and they do it well, okay? I don't respect Donald Trump as an actor, and I'm going to tell you why. All Donald Trump did for 4 years was USA. USA. It's like, nigger. Is that all you can say? USA, USA? You're not a talented actor, okay? Myron Gaines is a talented actor. I mean, you have a guy who's more fucking Arab than I am saying nigger this, nigger that, and the more he uses the word nigger, you niggers love him. And Myron is more Arab than I am, you know? So, hey, I respect Myron Gaines, okay? Fucking Fresh. I respect Fresh. I mean, Fresh claimed to have slept with, what, 5,000 women? And you guys believe it. So, at the end of the day, guys, when these people make such outlandish claims and they act in such outlandish ways and you guys still rock with them, I mean, my hat's off to them, because at that point, you know, it's a you problem, you know? But at the end of the day, guys, it's all a scam. It's all a scam. It's all a distraction. Look, dudes. Yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm Alpha. He can quit YouTube right now. He already made his millions. Myron Gaines, Fresh and Fit, aka Fresh and Fit, they can quit YouTube right now. They already made their millions, okay? Hamza can quit his YouTube right now. They already made their millions. Fucking Pearly Things, she can quit YouTube right now. She can make millions. Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, he can quit YouTube right now, and he has made more than he ever will cutting hair for $2.99, okay? So at the end of the day, you guys need to understand, you guys literally got left holding the bag while these scammers got all the money and all the bitches, all the fun, all the fame, and they can quit right now, right here, and they have done more in their life than you will in your entire lifetime. This is a fact. This is not even a personal opinion, dudes. It's really not even a personal opinion at this time. This is why I'm saying that a lot of people out there, man, they gotta die. Look, at the end of the day, dudes, I really don't blame people for taking advantage of you. I really don't. If you guys believe in shit like that, you know, I really don't. I can't blame people for taking advantage of you. I mean, it's so obvious. Now, somebody like Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, I had to go hard on him, because at the end of the day, people died because of him. I mean, look, with yo homie yo telling you to manipulate woman, to lie to woman. At the end, worst thing that can happen, you get child support, you get to pay alimony, maybe you're gonna serve some time in jail for a Me Too accusation, but at the end of the day, you're gonna be alive. But when it comes to Steve Urkel's brother, at the end of the day, you're gonna be dead. And a lot of people died in Latin America because of Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, okay? But other than that, guys, to be honest with you, man, at this point, I really don't want to start exposing other people, man, because it's woefully obvious. It's woefully obvious that a lot of these people out there are scammers. They're CIA assets, or maybe they're working with a Hollywood production company to scam you. Again, fucking all in with Ari. Okay, all in with Ari. You know, that cute little white girl who's like, hey, watermelons, you know, I'm now homeless because my abusive boyfriend beat the shit out of me. And you all gave her tens of thousands, if not $100,000+. Turns out that she herself was a criminal. She abused her own kids. Her boyfriend was a big-time Hollywood producer with connections to YouTube. She made her money. She won. So at the end of the day, guys, you on YouTube, you're only dealing with CIA assets, people working for a Hollywood company that wants to scam you. That's it. That's really all you're working for. That's really all you're dealing with on YouTube. At the end of the day, guys, when it comes to YouTube, the name of the game is money. Okay, you know, you have a lot of these gurus on YouTube who are like, yeah, man, this is how you build a business, man, don't give up, man. They're just selling you copium. You know, all these big YouTubers, they made their money selling you copium. Okay, how many of these fucking YouTubers actually have a legit business that has nothing to do with YouTube? None. They're just, oh yeah, bro, just don't give up, bro, believe in yourself, bro. It's like, bro, you got lucky on YouTube, dog. That's how you made your money. And now you're gonna turn around and tell normies that, oh yeah, they too can make it big if they just believe in themselves and keep on grinding. It's like, that's not how it works, dudes. I mean, ugh, it's not easy to make money, man. It really isn't. That's what I'm saying. A lot of you guys out there who watch Yo, Homie, Yo, Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, Fresh and Fit, your best option is to become a truck driver, make as much money as you can, save up that money, and then send it off to, like, Ukraine, Colombia, open a business over there. Go there with your own motherfucking eyes. See what's going on. You know, hire people you can fucking trust, okay? Don't, like, work your ass off. Give your money to some random person overseas and expect them to do the work for you, okay, dudes? But at the end of the day, guys, a lot of you guys out there who are viewers of all these scammers out there, just get a job where you make a shitload of money. Minimize your expenses. Like, for example, if you become a truck driver, you can easily make, you know, $70,000 your first year. You know, just live in the cab, live in the truck. You know, all that money you make, save it up, work as a truck driver for a couple of years, save up a good $200,000. I'm just letting you guys know, even with $50,000, you can start up a business in Ukraine. You can start up a business in Colombia for $50,000. You know, the business that will cost you $1 million here in America, you can start that up in Colombia or Ukraine for about $50,000. Okay, guys. And another thing to keep in mind is that when you start up businesses overseas, you can actually sell at America, close to American prices, but you pay in the local currency. For example, in, you know, the average cup of coffee in Colombia at, like, for example, Juan Valdez, the average cup of coffee at Juan Valdez was about $3 American, okay? The average cup of coffee here in Starbucks is under $3. Now, granted, when I go to Juan Valdez, I get the latte, so that's a little bit more than the average cup of Joe. But the average cup, the average cup of latte at Juan Valdez in Colombia was the equivalent of $3 American, okay? Again, Starbucks here in America, the average cup of coffee is under $3. Now, here's the thing. These Colombian people are getting paid maybe $300 to $400 a month, while the American barista is getting paid probably $500 a week. So this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. You know, if you guys open a business overseas, especially a restaurant, something that's a specialty restaurant, you can sell almost at American prices, but you're paying the people who work for you like third worlded prices, you know? This is what I want everybody here to think, okay? Why would I sell a cup of coffee here in America for $3 and pay an American $20 an hour when I can sell that same cup of coffee in Colombia for $3 and I pay the barista $20 for the whole fucking day? In fact, the average salary of a Colombian is actually $15 a day. Think about that one, guys, okay? So all of you guys out there following all these scammers, hoping that, you know, one of them is going to show you the way to the promised land, I'm showing you the way to the promised land, guys. You gotta put in the work. You gotta use your brain. Guys, subscribing to Hamza or Andrew Tate, that ain't gonna do you jack squat. And all these people in the comment section are saying, oh, Hamza, you know, I was suicidal last month, and then I watched one of your videos, I became part of your alpha male gang, and now I'm making $50,000 a month, working 20 minutes a day, drop shipping. These are all fucking bots. These are all part of the Hollywood production company that is putting Hamza on YouTube, okay, guys? That's not authentic people, okay? That's what I want you guys to understand out there, you know? Just like all these people who go onto Steve Urkel's retarded channel, they're like, oh, man, you're a trailblazer, you're a black Jesus, you are a woman slayer, you are so smart and intelligent. These are all bots from whatever agency is promoting these people. This is what I want you guys out there to understand. So I want every guy out, look, dudes, if you follow any of these online scammers out there, you're just an unimportant loser nobody. That's just how it is, okay? So I am letting you guys out there know you need to put in the work. You need to put in the work to make the big bucks. Then you need to use your brain when you go overseas to open up a business there. And when you open up a business there, you have to put in the hard work. You just can't say, oh, I have $100,000. Let me give this to a Colombian or Ukrainian dude to invest it for me, and I'm going to go fuck hot bitches. Doesn't work like that, dude. It doesn't work like that. You have to put in the work. You have to use your brain, okay? None of these people out there tell you that. All they do is tell you, buy my course. That's all they tell you. Buy my, you know, how many Muslim alpha males out there are selling you courses how to get out of your 9-to-5 job? It's like you're telling people to get out of their 9-to-5 job. Okay, cool. What are they gonna do, man? What are they gonna do, dude? How are they gonna get out of their 9-to-5 job? They're gonna drop ship. Drop shipping is dead, dude. Oh, well, you know, they can go on Upwork and they can become a freelancer. You're competing with a Bangladeshi dude who has a PhD who's willing to work for $10 a day. Oh, well, they can become an Amazon affiliate. Amazon affiliate doesn't work unless you already have a big following. Well, just give me your money, bitch. You know, that's just how it is, dude. So I'm letting you guys know, drop shipping is dead. Fucking crypto is a scam. freelancing, aka Fiverr, Upwork. You're competing against people who are far more better than you, who are willing to work for $10 a day. So the competition is really high. I already made a video telling you guys that everything Andrew Tate is telling you in his fucking Hustler University, it's not gonna get you anywhere. In fact, from my understanding, you know, people who actually bought into Hustler's University and joined the war room, from my understanding, like, the number one way to make money is to hire women and put them on OnlyFans. So there you go, guys. You know, the greatest Muslim on the face of the planet, right next to Prophet Muhammad, number one way to make money, hire women and sell their pussy on OnlyFans, you know. At the end of the day, guys, it's imperative to understand that normies are natural born unimportant loser nobodies, you know. And at the end of the day, the elite hate normies, you know. Like I said, Duke the Don did a video when Myron went off on his people, calling them losers and shit like that. At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, these YouTube celebrities, they hate their fans. You see, the one good thing about YouTube, okay, this video is coming to an hour long, and I'm going to close it in a couple of minutes. The one good thing about Hollywood, guys, the one good thing about Hollywood is that the A-list celebrities never had to deal with normies, okay? Tom Cruise can live in his world and not have to deal with a normal person, okay? At the end of the day, you guys gonna go to the box office, you're gonna buy a ticket. By that time, Tom Cruise already got paid out by the production company. And if he has a deal where he makes some of the profit sharing from the box office, he gets his check mailed to him. At the end of the day, guys, Hollywood A-list celebrities, they didn't have to deal with normies, okay? Now, YouTube celebrities, they gotta deal with normies. And the reason behind it is that normies think to themselves, oh yeah, these YouTube celebrities, because, you know, they can read my chats, that I can interact with them, that they're authentic and they care for me. It's like, no, these people actually hate you more than Tom Cruise. And again, Tom Cruise doesn't have to deal with, listen, dudes, I have disdain for normies. TFM has disdain for normies, but me and TFM, we tolerate normies, because like TFM said, who's gonna wash our clothes? Who's gonna fix our cars, you know? Who's gonna fix the pothole? Who's gonna put up the light bulb, you know? So at the end of the day, people like TFM, me, and you guys watching this video, we're gonna tolerate normies because we know they serve a function that you and I are not gonna do. Do you guys think I'm gonna go work in fucking the jungle with mosquitoes here fixing a light bulb? Hell no, motherfucker. Okay, but these YouTube celebrities who have to deal directly with normies, boy, do they hate you. They genuinely hate, they hate you with a vengeance, okay? This is what everybody here needs to understand. I don't care if it's Fresh and Fit, I don't care if it's Andrew Tate, I don't care if it's yo, homie, yo, I don't care if it's Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother. These people genuinely hate you because nobody, look, everybody hates normies. That's just how it is, you know. I hate normies, TFM hates normies, you hate normies. It's just that in the MGTOW community, we have to tolerate normies because we know they serve a function, you know. But other than that, any person out there who has some sort of authority, some sort of power, they hate normies, you know. At the end of the day, Fresh and Fit, yo, homie, yo, all these Andrew Tates, all these people on the internet, at the end of the day, they know that they are beholden to the normies to make their money. You guys need to understand, dudes, you know, the CIA isn't gonna shower Fresh and Fit with this type of money. You know, they're not gonna tell him, hey, Myron, listen, dude, The car that you're in right now, look in front of you. Yeah, see that tree over there? No, not that tree, but the tree next to the pole. Yeah, that tree over there. Yeah. See the pole that's right next to it? There's a trash can on the left of it. And in the trash can, there's like a yellow envelope. There's $1 million for you in there. Good job, buddy. Okay, CIA ain't gonna do that. You know, that's gonna be too obvious, right? So what the CIA does is that they promote these people on YouTube. And you guys gotta understand, dude, Google is a CIA job. Google is the CIA. If you guys think for a second that Google is a private company, I have a bridge in Key West I'd like to sell to you. So you guys out there gotta understand, you know, all these people out there that the CIA promotes, they make their money from normies. And boy, do these people hate dealing with normies. You guys gotta understand, dudes. These people who take a risk, they know that normies don't take risks, okay? Yo, Hamza, all these scammers on the internet, they know that you, the normie person, are not gonna take a risk. This is why these guys are so confident in selling you copium, in selling you scam courses, because they know at the end of the day, you're not gonna take a risk, okay? You just want easy money, quick money, fast money, and if it's a little bit too difficult for you, they know you're gonna give up. They know that you're natural born losers, okay? This is why they hate you. And again, I have disdain for normies. I just understand that we need normies to like fix fucking shit, you know? Again, I'm not gonna go fucking dig a ditch in Lake Okeechobee with the fucking rattlesnakes in 200 degree weather. Hell no. Let the fucking normie do that, right? So at the end of the day, I want everybody here to understand and understand this good, okay? YouTube celebrities have replaced Hollywood celebrities, okay? The only difference between YouTube celebrities and Hollywood celebrities is that the Hollywood celebrities, guys, they never ever had to deal with the unwashed masses, okay? YouTube celebrities, on the other hand, they have to directly deal with you normie people out there, and they hate you for it. It's kind of like how hot bitches on OnlyFans deal with like fugly men, pathetic men, loser men. I mean, everybody watching this video knows for a fact that OnlyFans hoes hate dealing with the dudes who pay them because they know that you are an unimportant loser nobody. It's the same thing with Fresh and Fit, yo, homie, yo, Andrew Tate. They know that that those who support them are indeed unimportant loser nobody, and they hate you for it, okay? Now, I'm the opposite of that for the simple fact that, you know, if you're a MGTOW, you're a little bit higher IQ than the average person out there. See, this is why Jews stick together, okay, guys? Like, Muslims will scam each other all day, every day, no problem there. But not Jews. Jews seldom screw over one another because they know. See, we Jews know that we have the IQ. We know that screwing over one another is not good for the community. It's not going to be good for us individually. We do know if we stick together, we can take over the world, which we did. But you colored people out there, you black people out there, you Muslim cells out there, you will fuck over one another all day, every day, because at the end of the day, you know that your own people are inferior. You know that your own people don't have the IQ to accomplish anything of importance. So you screw them over. You know, I've known so many Muslims who get screwed over, dudes, you know. Again, I grew up in the masjid, so I get to hear these stories all the time, you know. oh, I believed in him and he just took my shit and ran. It's like, yeah, at the end of the day, dude, Muslims will scam one another simply because they know at the end of the day that they're inferior. And at the end of the day, you guys need to understand, dudes, you know, you get all these Muslims out there on YouTube and what have you, or like, brother, I've been working on this mosque, we need your money to complete it. It's like, my nigger, you've been begging on YouTube for the past 20 years, you know. Have you not built this masjid in 20 years? Number two, where are you getting the money from to pay for all these ads? Shouldn't that money be going to building the masjid, not begging on YouTube for money? You know, there's a Muslim website out there called launchgood.com. I'm not going to go as far as to say that launchgood.com is a scam as a platform, but what launchgood.com is doing is that it's teaching Muslims learned helplessness, okay? For those of you guys who don't know, learned helplessness is where people learn that, hey, if I am weak, if I'm pathetic, if I beg for money, people will give me money. So I'm not even gonna bother working, I'm not even gonna bother using my brain, you know. If you go on launchgood.com, you know, look at all the causes out there. I guarantee you, the vast majority of these causes out there, I'm not gonna go as far as to say they're all a sham, but they're just opportunistic people, you know. Bro Haji did an amazing video exposing all these sham organizations out there that are simply taking your money. They're pocketing your money, dudes, you know. And they tell you, oh, bro, we're just going to send you a plaque of the kids that you're, you know, supporting and shit like that, you know. Somebody on Instagram a couple of days ago, he sent me a security video of this sheikh, you know, this Muslim cleric in Pakistan, I think. And he was stealing from a shop. You got this Muslim cleric, he's stealing from a shop. You know, he was caught on camera. But this just goes to show you, when Muslims get your trust, they will steal you, okay? Let me say that one more time, okay? When Muslims gain your trust, they will steal you. Not all Muslims, okay? But the vast majority of Muslims, once they gain your trust, they will steal you blind. This is what you guys have to understand, okay? At the end of the day, you need to understand this and understand this really good. They don't, colored people, especially black people and Muslim cells, they don't have the IQ to build from the ground up. Look, like all the Jews who came to America, they came here, they worked fucking, they came here with no money, they worked like fucking backbreaking labor jobs, and within a couple of years, they owned like whole city blocks, okay? See, we Jews, we have the brain power where we know, look, I could be fucking doing DoorDash right now, making less than minimum wage, and I know if I use my Jew brain and I invest right in Ukraine or in Colombia, I can be living the good life, okay? So there's no need for me to like fucking go to a shop and like steal small things. There is no need for me to fuck over other people, because I know I got the IQ to like build things up, to keep going up. I know that, okay? So there is no incentive for me to rob or screw people over simply because that IQ of me being able to generate wealth is there. You guys have to understand, dudes, a Jew compared to a colored person, and I'm gonna end the video on this, okay? You know, I thought I was gonna do a 5, maybe 10 minute video about my thoughts on Fresh and Fit, but now it's well over an hour, so I'm going to close it out with this, you know. A Jew compared to a colored person is a lot like a Suzuki Bergman 650cc scooter compared to a 150cc scooter. Now, I had both scooters, so I know what the fuck I'm talking about, okay? A Suzuki Bergman 650cc scooter, that scooter can easily go at 100 miles an hour. A 150cc scooter, you'd be lucky to go 45, 50 miles an hour, okay? So a 650cc scooter can probably go 2.5-3 times faster than a 150cc scooter, okay? Here's how it works, okay? Let's say you're driving on the inner streets, you know, where the speed limit is like 35-40 miles. Okay, the 150cc scooter, it's fine in inner city, 35-40 miles an hour, okay? But once you get on the freeway, the byways, the highways, where people are going 70-80 miles an hour, you know, the 150cc scooter is going to be suicide. But that 650cc scooter, you're riding like a king. See, this is how we Jews are compared to colored people. Our IQ is that of a 650cc scooter, and the colored people, their IQ our IQ as Jews is equivalent of a 650cc scooter, and the IQ of the colored people, in particular black people, is the equivalent of a 150cc scooter. So yeah, I, as a 650cc scooter, I can be right next to you, riding right next to you, no problem. But also at the same time, I know if there's any danger coming around, I can just go boom, boom, and I can take off to 100 miles, and, you know, you're stuck there, you know, gonna get ran over. So that's how I view Jews compared to colored people. And this is why colored people do nigger shit, okay? Again, they just don't have the IQ for it, dudes. You have to understand, if you don't have the IQ for something, you're gonna cheat, steal, burn, loot, murder. That's just how it is, dudes. I mean, I'm not making this shit up. I mean, think about it. If you're hungry and you can't grow food, you're gonna kill the people who can grow the food and take their food. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Well, if you kill the people who grow the food, well, what happens when nobody's around to grow the food? Yeah, look at Africa now. They killed off all the white people, and now all the Africans are starving because, you know, the white people who grew the food for them, they're either dead or gone. You know, again, low IQ people, they just don't understand, dudes. They just don't have it in them, okay, guys? And this is one of the reasons why, you know, again, a lot of you guys out there have been saying, yo, Omar, there's so many scammers out there. Expose this scammer. Expose that scammer. It's like, dude, no. I mean, at this point, guys, talking to the MGTOW community, guys, because, again, my videos on YouTube, they're not going anywhere. And, you know, Susan is making sure of that. So, you MGTOW guys out there, at this point, dudes, you know a scammer when you see one at this point, okay? The average normie, if you still believe in some YouTube celebrity out there, that's a you problem at this point. I mean, think about it, guys. Think about it, you know? You got Fresh and Fit and this whole debacle thing going on, okay? You got yo, homie, yo, doing a full circle saying, oh, man, these women really are that bad. Then you got fucking Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother coming out as a dating course, even though his whole passport fool movement was, you don't need a dating course. And then you got these others. Then you got Hamza getting exposed. Then you have Andrew Tate doing his fucking gay shit. A lot of these CIA... See, this is what the CIA... And I'm going to end the video on this, okay? This is what the CIA does. And it's very smart, by the way. They take these people, whether it's Andrew Tate, Hamza, whatever. They take these people they elevate them to godlike status. These are your idols. These are the people for you to follow. They build them up to literally godlike status. You guys follow them blindly, and then they bring them crashing down, and you guys are like, oh my God, these were my heroes. Oh my God, what am I gonna do? I thought these guys were like gods, and now they're like scammers. Oh my God. Yeah, that's the point, dudes. You know, you guys out there need to understand, Islam told us this will happen. And Islam says, in this current world order that we are in, the only thing you can believe is the holy scriptures. The Quran, the Hadith, that's it. That's all you can believe in, guys, okay? Torah, the Bible, or whatever is left of the Bible, that's all you can believe in, guys, okay? Don't believe in me, don't believe in Imran Hussein, don't believe in any of these so-called Muslim alphas out there, guys. At this point, the only thing you should believe in is God and his prophets via the holy scriptures. That's where you guys gotta be looking to. And this is why, again, I didn't do many videos over the course of Ramadan, because, well, A, I didn't have my coffee with me, so I was sleepy most of the time, and B, because we were reading the Quran all over again, you know, I was like, let me get more data this time, you know, because when you read the Quran over and over, yeah, granted, you're reading over and over the same things, but every time you're like, ping, 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 something makes even more sense, you know. So at the end of the day, you guys out there gotta understand this, dudes. Anybody who comes out of nowhere, they come out big and fast, like pearly things, especially if they start selling like consultations and books and memberships, yeah, in all likelihood, it's either a CIA plant or they're working with a Hollywood production company that's scamming you guys. This is what you guys need to understand. This is what scammers, you guys gotta understand, dudes. These people who are the faces of the CIA or the faces of some sort of Hollywood scam company, you know, they make their FU money by scamming you. So when you buy courses, shit like that, you know, that's how they make the real money, okay? You guys gotta understand, dudes, I can't stress this enough. Google is the CIA. This is why Hollywood sucks. Hollywood sucks, so YouTube can be the new Hollywood, okay? You guys will believe Fresh and Fit more than you will believe Tom Cruise. You will believe yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha more than you will believe fucking Nicolas Cage, okay? This is what the Jews want. This is why the Jews have purposely destroyed Hollywood, so you guys out there can go worship people like Andrew Tate. People who are gonna mislead you, people who are just gonna take your money, people who are gonna open. I mean, fucking Sneeko is openly mocking Islam, you know. You know, Sneeko was dressed like a Muslim, hanging out with these fucking fake Muslims who are talking to him about, oh, we were reading the Quran, and this guy started to levitate. Ooh, it's like, come on, dude. Come on, dude. I mean, if you guys can't tell that these people are scared, I mean, look. You guys want to know, I've been saying I'm going to end the video on this. I'm going to end the video on this for the past 13 minutes. But I'm going to end it on this, okay? This type of scam going on with all these CIA assets, all these fakers, all these fraudsters, okay? This is Satan's way of saying to God, hey God, look at how stupid the human is. It's like we're literally in their face telling them we're scamming you, and yet they believe us. Like, you guys gotta understand, Satan hates us. You know, God created three types of people, okay? Jinns out of scorching fire, humans out of mud and clay, that's us, and angels out of pure light. Okay, angels were created first, they're out of pure light, meaning that they have no free will, okay? So, an angel can say, sir, yes, sir, fair ass, okay? Jinns, created out of scorching earth, they're superior to us humans. We humans are created out of mud and water, clay, okay? The jinns, they hate us. The head Jinn, his name is Iblis or Beelzebub, Lucifer, okay, whatever, right? He hates us, and his entire life mission is to prove to God just how sad and pathetic we really are. And boy, is Satan winning. Okay, guys? So all you guys out there who support all these grifters in the manosphere, in the black sphere, in the Muslim sphere, you're just proving to God that Satan was right all along, that we are a bunch of unimportant loser nobodies. All right, guys. See you later. Peace.